This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 1st. God's word to you today is spiritual position. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 7, verse 12, and it says, Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshanah. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help, for he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. Please read 1 Samuel 7, verses 17 to 14. It is the anchor scripture for our discourse over the next few days. In 1 Samuel 7, verse 7, it says, when the Philistine rulers heard that Israel had gathered at Mizpah, they mobilized their army and advanced. The Israelites were badly frightened when they learned that the Philistines were approaching. It was typical for the Philistines to exploit Israel, so they thought it was business as usual. The enemy thought they were going to have victory over God's people like before. But I have news for you. Every enemy that thinks he would have victory over you like before, he is about to be shocked. Believe me, things had changed for the Jews in the spiritual. And because it was in the spiritual, the change occurred. The Philistines did not get it, and so they were badly defeated. However, even though things had changed in the spiritual for the Jews, scripture says they were still badly frightened. So it is possible for things to have changed for you for good in the spirit realm, and you are still afraid in the physical. It is possible for things to have changed in the spirit, and you still feel the same. This is why we must be consistently aligned with God, His Spirit, and His Word. The Jews were terribly afraid because they were unaware of the changes that had occurred in the spiritual. Again, this shows us that our feelings really do not determine God's position. It would be good if your feelings were aligned with God. In fact, it is for your own advantage. But your feelings are not and should not be your spiritual barometer. Some of us make the mistake of thinking that our feelings are our spiritual barometer. We think we are spiritually defeated because we feel that way. Gideon made the same mistake, but that was not the case at all. Gideon was feeling defeated. He was in hiding, threshing wheat in a winepress. When the angel of the Lord looked at Gideon, he said, "You mighty man of war." Gideon's spiritual position had nothing to do with what he thought or felt about himself. For some of us listening to this today, God is calling you to be a governor of wealth. But you look at yourself and all you can think about is getting through the bills before you. God is calling you mother of many children. But you say, first, just give me one child. We think that what we feel is actually a representation of how things are. But that is not true at all. How you feel has nothing, in most cases, to do with how things are in the spiritual. Let us pray. Father, I will not judge situations by the sight of my eyes, or the hearing of my ears, or by my feelings. I will keep my eyes on you and depend on your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.